Kate Braid has worked as a receptionist, a secretary, teacher's aide, lumber piler, construction laborer, apprentice, and journey carpenter. And this all happened before she took up writing and teaching. She's an award-winning author of 5 collections of poetry and the co-editor of In Fine Form, which was a fabulous anthology of form poetry in Canada. So Kate will be forming a duet with Clyde Reed, who has been a longtime improvising musician and has toured extensively across North America and Europe and has been a seminal figure in the improvising music scene in Vancouver for the last 20 years. They will be doing this duet based on poems from Turning Left to the ladies. Please welcome Kate Braid and Clyde Reed.
Thank you. Apprentice. Around my hips, the stiff leather tool belt holds me together, ending in an optimistic buckle clipped close. The man's gruff command sets me scrambling for nails, a level and square, tools of the trade to which he is native and I, the woman, am immigrant. He squeezes the trigger of the saw, a wild screech and a smooth glide forward. As wood falls, the exact length. He cuts and bends and lifts and nails while I fetch and carry and watch. At lunchtime, I pour tea. My gift, all I can offer, from my new blue thermos. He drinks, acknowledges with a nod, and returns to work. Slow dance. He doesn't see my delight. Now you, he says. I lift the saw, saber-toothed demon, mirror his stance, model the lift of his shoulders, the set of his hands. High scream of power, hot tang of pitch, the grit of sawdust. And again, the tool belt hugs my hips. Hammer solid at my side until the saw slips, makes one bass roar and jerks dead. He doesn't have to look, knows by sound. A firmer grip, he orders, don't push. Again, I bend and set my saw's teeth to wood waiting. Spy. I parachute into man's country, hoist beer in the bar as if native. Cool, I talk shop, stand as they stand, not quite sure of the cocky swing of hips, lift of the glass, in a loud bass, confident, laughing. This is the world of the knowing, It's only a small slip under the radar. When I turn left to go to the ladies. I should say it's a particular pleasure to be reading today with Lorna Crozier, who you're going to be able to hear later, because this next poem is modeled on one of Lorna's. This is based on Radishes, Lorna. Thank you. Nice to thank you in person. And I should also just say, I'm a construction carpenter. Most people think of carpenters as cabinet makers, and that is another trade, but it's a completely different trade. Most people assume that because I'm a woman, I must be a cabinet maker because they do the little fine things. But I was most happy with sledgehammers and framing. The two main things that we did as construction carpenters built houses rather than furniture, and the two main things we did was... we did formwork for concrete work and framing, which is, if you've ever seen those vertical pieces of wood that we call studs and that we erect. no connection. That's framing, wood framing. Song and dance. Framers flash hammers, a dazzle of dervishes, slick with the oil of our sweat, we improvise a quick step. If only the foreman could see us now. We're a pirouette of steel toes, a chorus line of carpenters tap dancing nails into place. Daredevils coaxing conga lines of concrete. We're center stage with a harmony of hammers, a polka of plywood, cha-cha of chamfer, a waltz of whaler and wood. Come quick, it's a whoopee. We'll finish this house while the boss isn't looking, a labor of love. It's a hip-hop, glissando, accelerando, a cakewalk of wood-laden love. And who knows where we'll go in this framing fandango, this foxtrot of fascia, this plié, this jeté, olé. We started a bit later, so I'm going to skip one, and this will be the last poem. Called Pinker. I was suspicious of Pink. Pink said, "You're a girl. Don't run, don't rock the boat, be a little lady." I was the dirtiest guy on the job. Splashed through puddles and whistled my way to a fat paycheck every Friday. The sticker on my hard hat labeled me Wild Woman. My muscles grew strong as whole buildings rose. I told my friends, I built that. But one guy liked to drop things on my head. And one guy just wanted to protect me for my own good. One guy couldn't wait to tell me his best dirty joke. And one wished I'd drop dead, but it was nothing personal. So I started to wear pink. First, little pink embroidery flowers, so small you could hardly see them on my coveralls. Then a pink Mackinaw, a pink plaid shirt, And tomorrow, I'm going to paint my lunch bucket. You guessed it.
That was Kate Braid and Clyde Reed, and they were doing lovely things with Turning Left to the Ladies.